Hi there. Welcome to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. I'm so happy you're here and want to congratulate and thank you for saying yes to the possibility of attracting the relationship of your dreams. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson with Love Life Coaching, and I'm known by many as your guide to the right guy because I don't just want you to get a guy, but rather I want you to be with a guy who is right for you and who makes your heart sing. I'm very passionate about helping single women who want to meet and attract your right guy because of my own journey of meeting and attracting my own Mr. Right and becoming an ecstatic first-time bride, marrying the man of my dreams at age 43. And I just want to assure you that you're in the right place if you're tired of wondering why you are still single, sick of feeling alone or lonely, disappointed about the men you meet, frustrated about how past relationships have gone for you, or wondering what is holding you back or standing in the way of you having the relationship of your dreams. Finally, if you are really ready to meet and attract the right guy for you, then I want to assure you you're in the right place. This virtual gathering is designed to help you see what is possible for you, to give you a renewed sense of hope, inspiration, as well as some useful tools and resources to help support you on your journey. And I'm thrilled to tell you I've gathered some of the world's top relationship experts to give you some of their best advice, wisdom, and guidance to help you meet and attract your own right guy. I'm thrilled and honored to interview our guest today, and I invite you to give yourself the gift of being fully present and freeing yourself from all distractions. It's my privilege to introduce and interview our wonderful guest, Cindy Olin. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi. Thanks, Michelle, for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. We're very, very happy to have you. So just a little bit more about Cindy before we get started. Cindy is a relationship strategist, and she helps men and women in or out of relationships to clear blocks that hold them back from love. And she has a background as a high-end matchmaker and has worked with many people to help them achieve their happily ever after. And Cindy says she teaches what she needs. So, Cindy, if you would be so kind, as we get started, before we get into our content today, I just wonder if you could share a little bit more about yourself and how you've come to do the work that you have and a little bit more about your personal journey. I think our listeners would love to hear about that.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me, Michelle. And, you know, like many of us in the love field, I know that you can relate to this, Michelle. I think that my entire life I was fascinated by love and relationships. And so at a young age, I would always research and, you know, try to find out how to, you know, how to conduct my relationships better. I was always giving advice and that sort of thing. And I have a marketing and psychology background. And when I was out of college, I started working for a relationship development center and did Mars and Venus workshops, if anyone's familiar with John Gray.
Yeah, John Gray's and work, right?
Absolutely, yes. And so I did that, and I was recruited by a couple of high-end matchmaking services and did that for a number of years and, you know, along with taking some other paths along the way, as I'm sure you understand that. And
yes.
You know, and my my journey and my one of my passions is really coaching and helping people get out of their own way in love. And I've been really successful in helping so many men and women to do that and, you know, find their happily ever after, so to speak. So it's, you know, it's been a long journey. And, you know, for me, teaching this work, I always learn something new. And it's true. And I'm always able to apply it to myself and my own life. And so it's just, as you well know, I get, you know, we get a lot of a lot out of this work. There's just a lot that comes from it for me.
Right. Right. Yeah, and I think that it's being in this field, you know, with relationships and love, it's like, you know, there's always so much more to learn. You know, we never fully master our knowledge or understanding of relationships, right? There's always so much more we can learn.
Absolutely. And, that's why that's why people are, it's the never-ending mystery of love. I mean, I love love, and I could talk about it all day and all night long. And it's really interesting because people, really, there are no two relationships that are alike. But
yeah.
There are some similarities. So it's just a really great journey. And, I think most people, if they're listening to this, they're on a path of expanding their life in this area. So it's always
right.
Good.
Right. So we have mainly, the TeleSummit is really designed for women who are seeking a joyful relationship in their lives. And I'm wondering if you can share with us from your perspective, because I know a lot of your work is centered around, clearing the obstacles to love, so to speak. But what are some of the biggest challenges that you see women face on their path to a satisfying relationship?
Well, the biggest thing I see is that a lot of times women tend to overthink things and overanalyze men and relationships in general.
Yeah, can you say a little more or give us an example
of
that?
I'll expand on that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So what happens is, boy meets girl. Women tend to, and we're just using this just in general, in my experience, women tend to be a little more emotional when it comes to dating and relationships, and they tend to, sometimes they're a little more anxious than men are in the beginning. And a lot of times women will, go out on a date with somebody, and then they go out on two dates, three dates, four dates, and they're ready to jump into a relationship instead of just allowing things to transpire organically, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
They're overthinking what he says, what he doesn't say. The biggest thing, the biggest advice I could give on that is most guys don't mean what they say. So listen to them. Listen to whatever it is that they say, because that's exactly what they mean. There's no hidden agenda, manipulation thing going on. I've heard so many women going, what does he really mean by that?
Right.
And he means what he says. You can ask for clarification if you don't understand, but men are pretty simple in the sense that they don't really most of them, healthy men don't have a grand scheme or, say one thing and really mean another.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I could say a lot of this, women don't get out of their own way, so to speak, when it comes to dating and relationships. And, they'll do a couple things. They will block themselves from, the possibility of somebody being really great, and because he doesn't seem to fit maybe a physical look or, something like that right away. And I would just say that being open-minded within your dating and relationship seeking is a very good thing. I mean, obviously you have to have things that you're looking for and standards and boundaries and that sort of thing. And you will get the man that you want. It just may not come in the package that you originally thought.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much better.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Oftentimes it doesn't come in the package you expect, right?
Right. Right. And it's, you know, when you're open-minded to the possibilities of how that comes to you or who it is or just taking the opportunity to get to know people, it opens your eyes to the abundance of what we have.
Well, that leads really nicely to the next question that I wanted to ask you. So I know that, you know, there's this scarcity mentality out there in the minds of many women about the availability of quality men. And, you know, oftentimes you hear women saying, you know, where are the good men? How can I meet them? Or all the good ones are taken or whatever. What advice can you offer along those lines?
I just think throw that belief system out the window, because that's really blocking you from meeting the right person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there we live in an abundant world where there are, sadly, there's people becoming single every single day. Right?
Right, right, right.
But fortunately, maybe they're getting out of a relationship because they can meet you. And you're the right person for them. I don't know. But in reality, there are a lot of great men that would love to have a great relationship. And ladies, men have a lot of pressure, and they have, you know. It's society's changed a little bit these days since, you know, we're in such a high technology-driven world. It's harder for people to connect. Men don't approach women as often as they used to,
mm-hmm.
because of the way, you know, everybody's got their nose in their cell phone, or, you know, they're checking email or texting when they're in line at Starbucks. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, one of the things that I tell my clients that I coach is that, you know, when you are out in public, be very present. And if you see a man that's interesting, smile at them and hold that gaze. Because 9 times out of 10, they'll approach you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just opening yourself up to the possibilities, whether they're friends or, you know, striking up conversation with the barista at Starbucks or, I mean, wherever you go, you know, Whole Foods.
Right. Right.
In the grocery line. It just, energy attracts energy, and I think that, you know, like attracts like, and I am a proponent for the law of attraction, and, you know, it's just by saying there isn't an abundance in this area, then there won't be, you know?
Right. Well, I think our minds find, you know, what's going on in our mind, we're going to find evidence to back that up, right? So if we're running around with a complete scarcity mentality, you know, that's what we're going to see, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's just what it
is. Or to say it the more positive way, if we are in a place of abundance, we're going to see evidence of that to back up our belief system as well.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So I know that one of the areas that you work in is, you know, helping people kind of overcome some of these internal obstacles. And I know we've been mm-hmm. talking about some of those things already. Are there any others that you see commonly, and what can a woman do to overcome them?
Well, I see I see people putting all kinds of obstacles between themselves and their love lives. You know, a lot of times the women that I work with are highly successful in all areas of their life. You know,
right.
Their careers are great. Everything else is great. But this is the one area that's been their stumbling block. And, you know, a lot of times it comes down to women thinking they're not worthy to have the love that they truly deserve, even though they really want it. And a lot of times this is shaped from childhood,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the ages of 0 to 5 years old, we're very shaped as far as what we see relationships as, and we model after our parents.
Right.
And, you know, unless you have an awareness around that, a lot of that is how you react when you're much older. So it's not your fault. Darn it. No. But at any rate, I mean, there are definitely ways to change those patterns. And, you know, just knowing that, knowing how your parents were, if you were raised with two parents, or what that looked like, really is a good starting point to be able to help really clear those blocks for my clients, as well as just focusing a lot on what it is you really want. And then I strategize with them on how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it doesn't have to be super complicated. It's just along the lines of, you know, we dig into that, and I'm a big proponent of dating multiple people until someone's claimed you as a woman.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about that, Cindy. Why do you feel like that's important?
Well, because it's, again, the abundance theory, too. And it also takes a woman off from getting too into her head about any one guy.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine one of my clients, and I'm just thinking about her right now, she is now dating, I think it's 5 men right now.
Yes. Wow.
I know. I know she can't even keep it straight because I can't. But here's the deal. She's exactly what I described to you. She's highly successful, has everything else going. This is the one area of her life that isn't where she wants it to be yet. But for the very first time in her life, and because she's a career woman, she's had to really take control over everything. So she has a lot of masculine energy. And I know that so many of the clients that I work with have a lot of masculine energy, not because they're not feminine people, but because of the fact that they've really taken charge of their own life. So therefore, what happens a lot to them in relationships is they really take charge of those too. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of times it can emasculate men and scare them off.
Yeah.
Or they end up becoming very resentful because they don't feel cherished and loved in the way that they really desire. So, getting back to dating the multiples, I know I went off on a little bit of a tangent there.
No, that's great.
The reason why I say that it's really important is because you don't get so focused on if one person cancels a date or can't make it or has to change something around. You don't take it so personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, okay, great. I'll catch you next time. And it takes a lot of pressure off of everything, and men feel it. The thing about men is they are very simple, but they're also, they're not quite as intuitive as women, but they are, they feel energy so much.
Yeah.
And much more than what we even can really realize. So the more easygoing you are, and if you are true, if, and I'm just going to say this assuming from the side that a woman wants to be the woman in the relationship and doesn't want to be the more masculine energy, and it's okay if you want to be the masculine energy, by the way. It's just a different dynamic. She's able to receive more, and he works harder for her attention, and men are hunters by nature, so they do like to hunt. Not saying that they want to hunt the impossible.
Right.
Because they don't want it, they don't want you to play, and I'm not talking about playing games here. I'm just talking about having enough irons in the fire, enough on your plate to where you're just not as focused on one person at a time. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
It absolutely does. Yeah, it does make sense. And I do think, you know, it's interesting that you're talking about this too, is, and this has kind of been a theme that keeps coming up, you know, throughout the summit is, you know, first the thing that you talked about with women, you know, very successful women kind of being mm-hmm. in a more masculine energy because they are in that energy for, you know, their careers and their work life, and it may serve them well there, doesn't always serve them as well in their interpersonal relationships. And then this, you know, this concept of, you know, women, we do tend to be kind of analytical. I mean, how many times have we all had three-hour chats with our girlfriends after a date?
Sure.
You know, breaking down every word of conversation or everything that happened. What did this mean? What did that mean? And, you know, the guy's at home with his Doritos watching a movie or a football game, and he's not...
Very accurate,
He's not decompressing or analyzing every nuance of the experience, right?
No, he's either, I had a good time, I'll probably see her again, or not. But there is a way to know. Usually a man will try to make plans with you at the end of the first date to see you again.
Yeah. So that
and in the beginning, they do that quite a bit.
Yeah.
They try to lock you down if they're really interested.
Yeah.
Not true for every man, but it is a good indicator.
And that, you know, that leads me to another question. So I know we've talked about some of these things, and you just mentioned one, but how else can a woman recognize a high-quality, relationship-ready man?
It's a good question. It all depends on how you meet them, too. And I don't mean this, I'll explain myself. So let's just say you're dating online, which can be challenging to know if somebody's really ready for a relationship or not,
mm-hmm.
just because you're dating online. You can see some things in their profile that can generally tell you. But just we'll just set all that aside. When you're men will usually tell you where they're at, and on a first date is where you get the most information out of somebody. I usually say no holds bar on a first date. Ask any question you want. And the reason for that is because men tend to be more honest. And not that they're big fat liars, because they're not. But when emotions become involved, people tend to protect themselves naturally. Okay?
Right.
So when you're on a first date and you're like, oh, yeah, you know, what are you really looking for in this area of your life? A man's going to tell you and zip it. Ask the question.
And zip it.
Don't interrupt him. If I can give you any advice, ladies, I know it's really hard because sometimes it feels like men take 6 hours to get a sentence out or you're, you know, or 6 hours to say what you want them to say, but they will. And if they say, well, I'm really looking for a long-term committed relationship. Okay, wait, because he probably has more to say.
Right.
Wait till he really, really finishes his sentence. I know, ladies, most of the time you guys are like moving on to 10 other things. Do you want children? Are you ready for this? Are you, you know, just relax and let him speak, because men take a little longer to enunciate what they want because they take it seriously. So if you find that a man takes about 30 seconds to answer an important question, it's because he's really considering it in his mind. So it's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and actions, you know, are really, really important. You know, depending on what you want. I mean, a big motto of mine is you actually teach people how to treat you. So,
mm-hmm.
I feel that intuitively a lot of women can figure out if a man has good intentions or not.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned this earlier, and I think you brought up a really important point, and you're talking about how, you know, a man will actually tell you what he's looking for, and I think the most
sure.
important thing is that you have to believe him. So what I mean by that is, you know, if you're wanting a certain kind of a relationship and he's saying, you know, I just like some companionship and someone to spend some great time with, you know, I think sometimes there's a temptation for a woman to think, oh, I can, you know, I can bring him around to, you know, wanting to be in a committed or married relationship.
I'll change him.
Yeah,
I'll
change
conquer
him.
That.
Exactly. And
because
so
we've conquered
I think
a lot of other things.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, I think it's really important to believe him, right?
Yep.
I would
agree with you.
And then another thing that you just mentioned were actions. And I think if his words and his actions are incongruent, because there are some men out there who are not as genuine and who may be very smooth in the way that they speak
sure.
or romance a woman. But if their actions are incongruent with what they're saying, pay attention to the actions.
Right.
Right.
Right. What's the old saying? Actions speak louder than words, which they do. And, you know, a healthy man, his actions are going to really speak volumes. It's just going to solidify what he tells you.
Right.
Of who he is.
Right.
And take your time to get to know people. Don't. It's a marathon. It's not a race
mm-hmm.
to the finish line.
Yeah, that there's a lot of wisdom in that. And then, you know, you spoke also, Cindy, about how, you know, if a woman is in tune with her intuition, that's really going to be a guide. I think that our intuition seldom leads us astray. I know in my own relationships and life, it's been when I have ignored that intuition or I have tried to silence it because I wanted to go in a different direction.
Sure.
That I've had, more challenges and difficulties. It seldom will lead you astray.
Absolutely. And you're, it's easy to, you know, a lot of times women will go to their committee and ask for advice on
their committee. That's cute. Yep. That's a cute way to put it.
I think most of us have them.
Right.
And everybody has an opinion based on their lives or where they're at or what. And I just would really encourage you to very selectively talk about your dating. And or maybe you talk to one or two people that are really supportive of your journey and where you're at. Because it's so easy to get your mind polluted with a lot of different opinions, which, wrong, right, or indifferent, it won't necessarily serve you as far as really getting into that intuition of this guy that you're dating. And if you're having to ask a committee about somebody, then you should really be mindful of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that could create a lot of internal confusion. And I can remember my dad used to say, you know, most advice is worth about what you paid for it.
Right.
And that might apply here.
Exactly.
You know, not that not well-meaning or well-intentioned. Your committee's going to be well-meaning and well-intentioned, but they are likely to have their own biases or their own unique point of view without really fully understanding all of the intricacies.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here's a question. You know, it's kind of confusing for some women in the world today because, you know, some of the more traditional ways, you know, of men always being the pursuer, you know, some of the lines are a little blurred on that. And yet some women, you know, even if they're, you know, very accomplished or very successful in their career lives, would still prefer to have the man, you know, kind of take the lead in terms of a relationship. And so they wonder, you know, what are some ways that a woman can still kind of express her interest in a man, you know, without scaring him away or without her being the one in the masculine energy?
That's a really good question.
Took me a while to get it out, but I'm glad you understood what I asked.
Yes. Well, it's a two-part question, really. So I'll just address it. So I'm going to go back to what I said earlier, too. Men are still hunters by nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's their instinct. Right?
Yeah.
They do want to hunt and conquer, and I don't mean it in a negative connotation.
Right.
They just want to hunt and get the girl.
Right.
Right? And a little bit of what's happened in our society, there are blurred lines, and men are very confused.
Right.
Too. And probably more confused than women, sadly,
mm-hmm.
because they don't always know what's okay and what's not okay.
Right.
They don't know if you want them to open the door anymore. Are they going to get backhanded? You know, I mean,
right.
It sounds silly, but there's a lot of pressure on them for that. And not knowing. So I will tell you that when, again, on that first date, you watch his behavior and reward the things that you really like and let's just say you're on, and like, I know women listening to this are like, do I reward him like my dog? Kind of. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way towards men, but they need to hear it, because men, at the end of the day, they only really, really want to make you happy.
Right.
And if they don't know what's making you happy, they're going to maybe try some different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're out on a date and he pulls out your chair and you sit down and you say, oh, thank you so much. I love that. You're so chivalrous. Ah, I feel like such a girl. You don't know how to say that, but anyway, it's just, my point is that anything that you like, or, you know, thank you so much for ordering. Gosh, you saved me. You, by really enforcing the things that you really like, he'll know to keep doing that. And they really, really like to do that at any rate.
Yeah.
And I'm losing my train of thought. How to not. Also,
how to not
you
scare
need
him
to.
Off.
You really need to, as a woman, receive. And I work with this with my clients all the time. I'm sure you do too as well, Michelle, when coaching women in this day and age. It's, and I'll just tell you very briefly, the difference between masculine and feminine is masculine is doing. So raising children is actually very masculine. And women have to play a lot of masculine roles. So cleaning, doing, providing is very masculine. And receiving is feminine, allowing. And a lot of times I experience with some of my clients, they're just not patient enough to receive.
Right.
Because men will do things in their own timelines, and we can't control that all the time. But the more you allow and have graciousness and receive what he's giving you, taking you out to a great dinner, bringing you flowers, cookie, whatever it is, I mean, whatever you're doing, you know, it's the holiday season, taking you through a light show or something. You know, it's such a great time of year to be dating, by the way. And a lot of people get intimidated by it because of, you know, the season, so much about family and including that. I have known more people to fall in love this time of year than almost any other time of year, maybe besides spring. So,
yeah, I think, you know, this, what you've been talking about is so resonates so much, the receiving. I think one of the traps that women can get into is the temptation to give too much too soon when they're in the early stages of a relationship. And if a woman can fully grasp the concept that just by graciously receiving the gifts that a man has to give, whether those are compliments, whether those are him taking her out for a nice meal, whether those are him, you know, planning or doing something sweet or bringing a flower, whatever the case may be, if she can just comprehend, if we as women can just comprehend and remember that, you know, really, especially in those early stages of a relationship, we, just by graciously receiving, are giving the men what they need, and we don't need to be, you know, going to all of these great lengths to overgive. I kind of call it unholy giving, because it's premature and it's not always appreciated by the recipient and can scare a man away.
Absolutely. And it's in a lot of women's nature is to nurture.
Right.
And a lot of that giving can be a bit suffocating to a man, as well as that's why I just, you know, it's, and it also can come across as really trying too hard.
Yeah. Yeah, and it can. Kind of a desperate energy.
Yep. Yep. I absolutely can agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And it may not even be, it's probably well-meaning, too, for women, but that is definitely, you know, a big factor. And the more that you, and that's part of the reason why I say date more than one person at a time. And, you know, I can't, I laugh. I say, let the best man win. Because they will. They really will. And
right.
you'll sift through and figure it out. And it's a fun process of receiving. I mean, my client is getting flowers, chocolate-covered strawberries delivered to her door. I mean, it's great dinners. Good. It's amazing. And she's never had an experience quite like this.
Right.
And it's possible for any woman to have this. You're not too old. You're not too anything. You're not what, you know, the voices that we say in our heads that really will, you know, cause the obstacles to get in our way again is, you know, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm this, I'm that. It's
mm-hmm.
No. It's not true.
Right. Right. Yeah, I love that. So I know, Cindy, I really appreciate you sharing a lot of your wisdom and insights. I think it's been really valuable. And before I have you kind of give us some last words or of wisdom or final thoughts, I know that you have a wonderful free gift for the listeners of the Ready for the Right Guy Telesummit. I can't even say it. And I wonder if you could share a little bit about that. And before you do, I just want to let you all know how you can get it, because I know you're going to want to get it. And that is just readyfortherightguy.com/Cindy. And that's CYNDI. So again, that's readyfortherightguy.com/Cindy, CYNDI.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Michelle. And in spirit of that, since the people that are listening and it's, you know, that spirit of being ready for the right person, I have an ebook on how to meet your soulmate in 30 days or less. And don't let that scare you.
Sounds great.
Because it's very, very possible. And it's a lot of fun. I've seen it work many times. So it's always fun to watch people in the process of it.
That sounds wonderful. So I would encourage you all to take advantage of this generous gift and to be able to get more wisdom and insight from Cindy. She has obviously a lot of a very interesting background in this field, and I'm sure has many additional valuable insights to share that you can get from the ebook. And so just one last time, readyfortherightguy.com/Cindy, CYNDI. So, Cindy, do you have any final pieces of wisdom or thoughts that you'd like to share as we kind of close out for today?
You know, I just, one of the things is when you are in that place of wanting to welcome that new relationship in, just make sure that, you know, of course you're, you know, doing the work on getting out there and meeting people, and, you know, maybe you're dating online or, you know, going to meetup groups or different things like that. But, you know, the biggest thing, too, is just to enjoy your life and let it go to a certain degree. And just be that happy, wonderful spirit that you are. And it will come. It will.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love that advice. And I think that, you know, being out there, fully living your life and, you know, exploring and doing those things that you're passionate
traveling.
About. Yeah, it makes you that much more attractive.
Absolutely.
And plus, you're having a great life, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And men love very happy, independent women that have their own life. Not, you know, obviously somebody that's open to bring them in.
Right.
But they really do. And so the more that you cultivate that and cultivate your own life in yourself, the more that you'll really bring it in.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Cindy.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. And I know that you've shared some things that would be very valuable to our participants. And I also want to thank our participants for being here with us today. I know that life is busy, and again, congratulate you for taking the time to, you know, further expand the possibilities in this area of your life. And I just want to quickly remind you that during the Telesummit, you'll have access to the best wisdom from over 20 love and relationship experts. In addition to being able to listen to the broadcasts, the replays will be available for 48 hours after each interview. Having said that, though, knowing that life is crazy and you may not always be able to catch all of the interviews, I do want to invite you to upgrade to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit VIP package and purchase the MP3 recordings of the interviews so you can listen at your own convenience and have access to these calls in your own personal audio library. And I invite you to do this because even one idea or concept can literally transform what is possible in terms of your love life. And we are offering special bonuses as well as event pricing for the VIP upgrade package at readyfortherightguy.com/ready. So again, that's readyfortherightguy.com/ready. So thank you so much for being here with us today. I again want to thank our special guest, Cindy Olin, once again, and I look forward to having you with us for more of the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. And Cindy and I are both sending you much love, many blessings, and wishing you happiness as you get ready for your right guy. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.